we just decided to go for broke and shoot a music video. And when we shot the video, we didn't know that it was going to be super popular or anything of that. We were just flying by the seat of our pants.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron of PRWebPodcast.com, and I am glad to be joined today by P-Box. He is the lead guitarist and vocalist for the Xbox Boys. P-Box, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me today. And can we start first just by having you tell us a little bit about your band and give listeners an idea of what makes you different?
Well, it all started off with just four guys that were playing Xbox games, and we would communicate through the Xbox console and became friends and some of the people I know personally. So we just kind of were all in different bands, and we're just looking just to do something different. It really all began with us just starting writing songs about the Xbox. And we wrote one, and then we kind of thought, well, what are we going to do now? And then we just came up with the whole idea of dressing up in face paint and coming up with some custom t-shirts. And then it went to what are we going to do after that? And then we began to build a website and stuff. So it was just really trial and error. We came up with the comic strip and the Scrolls of Orb and the whole Orb history and grandfather. And we just decided to go for broke and shoot a music video. And when we shot the video, we didn't know that we did it on a string budget of $4,000 for both videos. So we didn't know that it was going to be super popular or anything of that. We were just flying by the seat of our pants kind of thing. And that's pretty much it.
And I know your press release kind of mentions the website Kotaku.com, which is a really popular video game blog. And tell us about how they featured you guys and maybe what happened after that.
Well, basically, we put the website up on the internet, and a friend of ours downloaded one of the videos onto YouTube, and we posted a copy of the video on our website as well. And then we went to bed, and we didn't think anything of it until we woke up and found all these emails in our inbox and people commenting on the YouTube video and people commenting on the MySpace video, and then people were calling me for stories and stuff. And then we kind of just started getting a bunch of downloads. And a few days after that, about a week after that, we started getting calls from this guy over at Kotaku and just asking us strange questions and things of that nature. And, you know, the guy basically got a hold of me. I don't know how he got my cell number and just started asking me some questions. Said he wanted to do a really nice piece on the Xbox Boys. And the next thing I know, there's something on his website with all of our identities revealed and something to do with our faith and all kinds of crazy stuff.
And so tell us about the four band members that make up the Xbox Boys.
Well, there's P-Box. That's me. I'm kind of the leader of the band, I guess. I'm the lead singer. I play rhythm guitar in the band. There's B-Box. He just turned 17 a few months ago, and he's our lead guitar player. The guy is just phenomenal. There's Beatbox. Beatbox plays drums, has been playing drums for a very, very long time. He's very gifted. And then there's D-Box. D-Box is our bass player who actually does a lot of the composing with me of the songs.
And are you planning any concerts coming up soon?
We'd like to get into the Paramount Theater. We've scheduled it for September 1st. We haven't paid yet. We're kind of waiting to see what Microsoft is going to do. This is all about them now. We've kind of come out and got the website out and got the MySpace out and the videos out, and we let them know what we're doing, so it's in their court right now, because we just want to make sure that they're going to support us before we go out and do this thing.
And P-Box, you guys are experiencing right now just a huge number of downloads. And does that surprise you, or how do you guys feel about that?
Well, it is surprising. It's kind of freaking us out. I don't know what to make of it. We managed to get software to tell us where they're coming from, and a good majority of them, most of them are coming from strange places, Lithuania, Mexico. I'm told that the Xbox Live song is being played on the radio in Mexico, which probably has a lot to do with it, even though I haven't given permission for that. I suppose I'm not upset about it either. But yeah, it's flattering in a way and kind of freaks you out all at the same time.
And just kind of jump back, you mentioned your music video that you guys have. And tell us a little bit about the guitar that you're playing in the video that's getting a lot of questions.
Well, the Gears of War Kill Ram video was basically, I wrote the song out of frustration of trying to kill General Ram by myself without the aid of anybody else. It's very difficult to do on the insane setting. And we came up with that song, and there's a guitar that I have that has a real sweet tone on it. It was once owned by Eric Clapton, and it's a 1958 Fender Tele, and it's in mint condition. And I thought that I would just throw that on the video because it was kind of on the darker side. It's got a strange color to it. And we have been getting a lot of emails about the guitar, but that's pretty much much what it is. It's a guitar that I picked up from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and it's kind of something I'm going to hold on to forever.
Lastly, Phil, can you tell us where we can go on the web to get more information about you guys? And how could you be contacted by listeners that might have more questions for you?
Well, our website is www.thexboxboys.com. And if they go there to the contact page, they can get a hold of the keeper, which is Brendan A., the person that we've designated to answer all the emails for the band.
All right, P-Box. Well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today. And I thank you for coming on and telling us about this surprise success you guys are experiencing. And I wish you all the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.